Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
What up? Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studios. I am Jim Beaver, your host of Project Action, bringing you some of the best in motorsports, racing, action sports, Hollywood, celebrities, badasses, sports, MMA, anything with action, we are covering it here on Project Action. And today we've got an epically good guest, Nate Adams from Chassis Media, you know, that amazing media company that's tied in with Corolla Digital. Nate Adams and Adam Carolla putting out some of the best in motorsports and automotive documentary films through Chassis Media. Well, we've got one of the men behind Chassis Media. We had Adam Carolla last year. We got Nate Adams this year talking all things cars, motorsports, racing, films, documentaries, you name it. We cover it on this amazing interview here on Project Action on Podcast One. I think you guys are going to love this interview with Nate Adams. If you like cars, you are going to love this one. So that coming at you today on Project Action on Podcast One. I do want to make mention, we got some big news regarding the Polaris Razor Star Car coming at you next week on both the Down and Dirty Radio Show and Project Action, with an amazingly big, epic, massive, is that enough descriptors in there for you? Guest coming at you next week here on Project Action. I can't even wait. He's got one of the top podcasts in the world right now, and he is joining me in the Polaris Razor Star Car. I can't say any more, but that should kind of give you some hints. He's joining me next week. We're racing the UTV Worlds at Laughlin, and that cat is getting pulled out of the bag next week on Tuesday, and I am very, very, very excited about it, and we'll have his interview right here on Project Action. So before we get to Nate Adams, I do have to thank all of you guys who subscribe over there on iTunes. Please continue to do that to Project Action, as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Much appreciated, and if you go and subscribe, please leave a rating review. Those reviews and those ratings, they do mean a lot. And if you leave your Twitter, Instagram at username, I will follow you back on social media when I see that review. And that goes for both of my shows. And on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, if you leave that, I will follow you from the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We've got a new Instagram account. It's at Down and Dirty Show. And we've got 195,000 followers. We're posting up all kinds of rad, unique motorsports and automotive content there, as well as stuff about our guests and the show. But make sure and give us a follow at Down and Dirty Show. But if you do leave that rating or review over there on that account on iTunes and subscribe, we'll follow you from that account as well. So you can get all kinds of follows if you just go and subscribe and leave ratings or reviews to Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show, man. We'll have you guys locked and loaded and boosting those followers. And speaking of followers, if you want to follow me, it's at JimBeaver15 on social media. Much appreciated. And, you can keep track with all my shenanigans. But speaking of shenanigans, obviously we've got UTV World Championship coming up next weekend. The following weekend, it is the Long Beach Grand Prix. I will be out there. I've been hit up from a lot of listeners that are going to the Long Beach Grand Prix. Let me know on social media if you're going, man. I would love to link up with listeners. I'll be doing some stuff for Continental Tire, I think, with a few IndyCar teams. It's definitely going to be a good time had by all, that's for sure. Not to mention Formula D, Stadium Super Trucks, man. We're running the full gamut out there. We're going to have everything covered with interviews. Got a lot of content we're going to be rolling out the next couple weeks on the Down and Dirty Radio Show and on Project Action. But before we get to this amazing interview with Nate Adams, I've got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here. And, you know, I've got some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior, removing excess weight from your car. It'll improve your gas mileage, and you can place your key fob right next to your chin and increase its range. That's weird, right? Well, here's another tip that you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, you can see what others paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out our good friends at TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And you know what? I've got another 30-second commercial I'm going to throw at you, and I'm also going to throw a lot of numbers at you. But please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is GEICO. Go to geico.com today. And sorry for all the numbers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out of time, but you need to go to geico.com. All right, right now we are going to roll right into this epic interview with Nate Adams from Chassis Media. I'd like to welcome my guest to the line for this week's Project Action on Podcast One, Nate Adams with Chassis Media. How's everything going, Nate?
Going great, man. How you doing?
Doing well. You know, first off, I got to say I was doing a little bit of Instagram stalking of you, and you just spent some time with Parnelli Jones. I got to say he's been a longtime family friend, and I haven't seen him in about a year, year and a half. But anytime you get to spend time with a legend like Parnelli Jones, it's definitely a good day. How did that go?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been over here. He's friends with Adam. He's been on Adam's podcast a few times. We're doing the official Carroll Shelby documentary. So we interviewed Parnelli. He had a fantastic story. Carroll Shelby, when he had a heart condition and had to stop driving after he won Le Mans in 1959, and he started two businesses. One, he was the Goodyear tire rep, and two, he started building Shelby cars. And the sort of his competition, who was the Firestone rep, was a gentleman named Parnelli Jones. And Parnelli had a great story about driving the King Cobra in a race, and then Carroll and he were arguing about which tires were going to go on the car. And ultimately, he ended up putting Firestones on the car and winning the race. So you see how that went.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you guys shooting that documentary on Carroll Shelby, and we can talk about Parnelli in a minute, but you want to talk about a massive undertaking, a guy that every time I read something on him, he did something that I didn't realize he did. Like, there's so many layers
to
that story.
He had, like, food products. I mean, he worked with Dodge and did a Viper. He took a Corvette body in the 60s and had this Italian comp. It kind of looks like a GTO almost, but I think they only made three of them. One is in the basement at the Peterson. I just saw it about a week ago, but the stuff that guy did is unbelievable.
Yeah. It just
on top of, you know, what everybody knows.
Yeah, and that's it. Like you said, there's so many layers to that story, and it's like you'll talk to somebody who knew him, or you'll read something new on the internet, and you'll be like, he was involved in that? Like, what? Like, it's like you think you know somebody, and I mean, I can only imagine the undertaking this documentary is going to be, because, you know, you guys have kind of a game plan, and then it's like you peel back a layer and you find out, oh, there's a whole lot more here, you know? It's like I could see this being like, I don't know how you cram it into 2 hours, you know?
We're pretty picky about the subject matter that we choose to make docs on. And usually it's, you know, so far we've been fortunate enough that it's always subject matter that's kind of an embarrassment of riches and material. You know, we did the Paul Newman documentary. People don't really know he drove for 35 years, so there was a lot of material there. And then we did the 24-Hour War, which is the Ford Ferrari wars at Le Mans in the 60s. And, you know, there's an endless amount of things that went on between Ford and Ferrari during that time, and the sort of arms race in building the GT40 and the Ferrari P4. So, you know, it's crazy, like how lucky we've been. And then the Carroll Shelby is kind of an offshoot of the 24-hour war. And, you know, his story, like you said, he was, you know, Sports Illustrated Driver of the Year twice in the 50s. He won Le Mans as a driver. You know, he went on to build an amazing car, you know, the Cobra and the Daytona Coupe, which is still the only American car to win the World Manufacturers Championship. And then he ran a Toyota race team and, you know, always had the Mustang 350s and 350Rs and the 500Hs. And there's just a lot to it.
Like you said, there's a lot to it. Well, and I got to say, I mean, I just was able to screen here recently No Limits with, you know, on Alex Zanardi. And, you know, I know it's called No Limits Impossible is just a word. And then, you know, obviously the 24 Hours in Nürburgring film that you guys did. But, I mean.
Well, those documentaries, just so you know. We have a distribution company at Chassis, so we do acquisitions. Now, those technically are not documentaries that Adam and I made. We made one called those are newer. Those documentaries are documentaries we're just going to release.
Gotcha.
And they're both newer BMW racing documentaries. No Limits is about the amazing driver Alex Zanardi, who's the two-time kart champion and Formula One driver, who got in a horrific accident and lost both legs and came back to do endurance racing for BMW, but also he's won so many Paralympic gold medals, I can't even count how many he won. He's a really interesting guy. I really like his story, and he's famous for when he would win the IndyCar races, he would do donuts on the track.
Yeah. So, whoops. And I remember when he had that that crash, and it was so bad because, I mean, I can't remember the years, but I remember the pictures started circulating around the internet, and it was a horrific crash. I mean, and he almost lost his life, and just to see how he sprang back and what he's doing and, you know, in the Paralympics and on bikes and then, you know, and then obviously coming back to race. Like, to me, this is a guy that I don't think anybody ever expected to hear a thing from again, you know, and to see what he's doing is absolutely remarkable.
I agree. Yeah, I think his crash was in 2001. And when you see that crash, it's an Indy. You know, those guys are going 200, and he slipped off the track and tried to get back on the track and got clipped and basically turned side broadside to a driver that just couldn't. He was coming too fast and just literally took his whole car out. And it's amazing that he lived through that, because he pretty much took a head on, you know, right into him. He took a shot from, you know, another Indy car going full speed.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, and I know that IndyCar, I've got so many friends in that world, that particular crash, they've done so much safety-wise just from that to cockpits and things like that, which, you know, I guess if you can take anything good from something bad, I mean, there's been so many safety improvements because of Alex's crash, and, you know, and I guess that's one good thing that came about, you know, came of it. It was just some of the you know, chassis design and things like that, the changes that have been implemented since then. But it's one of those, like, you and I can get sidetracked on all kinds of things today. But tell me a little bit more about the film that you guys are actually releasing through Chassis and help distribute for BMW, because I know I screened, you know, the one about the 24 Hours in Nürburgring, you know, and you've got a few others. Kind of tell us how that's working and where people be able to find these films.
Our website is called chassis.com. We've got a whole slew of – we pretty much specialize in automotive documentaries. So we have a ton of different ones. We have three different BMW racing docs. They're all in 4K. They're really – I really like them because, like, 24 Hours is all about the race at the Nürburgring. And it is, you know – it's the 2010 race, but if you want to know what it's like to be a driver and be in the pits and be there kind of every moment leading up to the race, you know, the testing, the qualifying, the racing, and what the drivers go through mentally and physically, and how that works to be an endurance driver, because 24 hours is, you know, that's brutal. And the mechanics don't sleep and the drivers don't sleep. And, you know, it's a really, and the Nürburgring is one of the fastest endurance tracks in the world. So it's just, and it's always raining there. It seems to always be raining there.
It's so big.
Never seen a race there.
There's like these different weather systems that come in, and the track is so big that, yeah, you can have rain on one end, sunshine on the other. You know, I know there's times when people have talked about snow, and it's like it's got different weather systems all coming into play because it's such a massive complex.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys talk about, you know, in their 24-hour race, they drive 4,000 kilometers, which I think is about 2,400 miles. So that's a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know, that's a hefty drive that these, and they, you know, it's just a really interesting, and it was a great year for it. Great drivers, really fun guys. And you know, they'd won the year before and they were trying to defend their title, and it was, cars were getting crashed. You know, there were crashes. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So it really, if you like endurance racing, and you want to see what it's like to really be inside, you wouldn't find a better documentary than 24 hours. I mean, and we have three BMW documentaries, and we just on our site put, now we have a three pack. So if you want to get these on DVD, you can order all three, you know, in one DVD and get all three, you know, you'll get three different DVDs, but it's Adrenaline, which is another BMW. It's about the touring car, the BMW touring car, kind of 50 years of how that car came about and what it went through. And then No Limits is Alex Zanardi's story of the guy who lost his legs in that crash and came back and raced again.
Yeah. So, you know, I got to ask, I mean, obviously Chassis Media, I've gone over and I did Adam's show with Matt, and I've seen Adam's car collection, or I guess bits of it. I can't say the whole thing, but I've seen bits of it. But I mean, to get involved in Adam in Chassis Media, I mean, you've had to been a car guy beforehand, right? I mean, you've got to be a car guy to be into this stuff, right?
Ha ha ha! I am a filmmaker.
Okay.
More than I've always loved cars. My dad is a mechanic. So I've been around cars and car stuff my whole life, but I'm not like Adam, like lives and breathes cars and is super nerdy and, you know, goes on and on about the compression ratio of, you know, stuff that I'm like, my eyes just start glaze over when he's talking about it. Or, you know, these are like the conversations we have when we're making these docs. Cause he's like, no, you got to talk more about the motor and then this and then that. And I'm like, Adam, like you and 10 other nerds want to know about that, and everyone else wants to know about the people and the story, you know. So, you know, these are the conversations we have, but yeah, Adam is of the two of us far and away the automotive aficionado. You know, he's one of those guys that has a crazy memory, and he never forgets anything. So the stuff that he even remembers about cars and races and who, you know, did what and what car and what, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah. It's, and I know being around him, like you said, his memory is insane. And the things that he can tell you and just spit off, I mean, just about older race cars and I mean, just specifications and things like that. I'm just like, wow. Like you remember this stuff. And I mean, I'm a race car driver and I dig cars, but like he's on another level. But I guess at some point that's good because it offsets you guys offset each other. Right. So it probably makes for really good filmmaking.
It really does help. Like when you watch our docs, like the docs that we have made, you know, they're on our site as well, yeah. But they're the highest rated automotive things you'll find on like iTunes and Amazon and Rotten Tomatoes. Like the docs that Adam and I personally made. And I think that's why, is because we come at it, you know, I come at it really from a story perspective and making sure that it's accessible to people who might not be so, you know, car centric. And, you know, Adam really makes sure that all the, like, you know, we always have these hilarious moments of, and that's an 83 Trans Am car. That's not an 84 Trans Am car. We're in the 84 season. I'm like, Adam, nobody's going to know that. I'm going to know, you know. So, you know, we have to go find that picture of that 83 Trans Am car because, you know, the one we're looking at is 1 year later. So we go find it. But, you know, that's part of what makes them, like, for car guys, really, like, oh, it's spot on, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I know I screened 24-Hour War, I think, a year or so back. I did an interview with Adam, and that was just remarkable. I mean, that story and just the depth and the stuff you guys were able to come up with and pull, like, I mean, the research behind it was just, to me, it was insane. And I'm a Ford guy. I mean, my family's owned a Ford dealership for literally 100 years. We got one of the oldest dealerships in the country. And to be able to, like, some of that archive footage, and I mean, I remember my grandpa telling me about some of this stuff, and it was like, to be able to see it, I mean, it was absolutely such a gripping piece that you guys did.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, it's funny, I spent a bunch of days, probably like a solid week, at the Henry Ford Museum in Detroit, and I would just find these old boxes of, like, stuff that they hadn't even digitized, and old audio interviews, and I just digitize it and go through all their old movies. And yeah, people don't really understand, at the inception of cars, you know, or in automobiles, when they started in the early 1900s, there wasn't like five manufacturers. There was like 300 manufacturers, and some worked and some didn't. There was all kinds of stuff. So racing was how you separated yourself from the pack. And that's where you realize that basically Henry Ford won the Ford Motor Company the money for it in a race, you know?
Yeah.
And he never raced again after that. He just wanted to make consumer cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you guys, I'm just looking down, you know, the list of some of the stuff you've got coming up. Obviously, you mentioned the Carroll Shelby one, but you guys have one on Willie T. Ribbs coming out too, right?
Willie T. Ribbs is going to be our next release. Willie is the first African-American driver to race and qualify in the Indy 500, and was a very, you know, won the Formula Ford Series in England. He was a very formidable Trans Am driver, one of the winningest Trans Am drivers in that series. And he was a huge personality. So that doc, I'm very proud of that, and I'm very excited for that to get out there. We're thinking we're going to release it in May around the Indy 500, because I think we're going to go to the Indy 500 with Willie. So I think we may release it then.
Wow. Well, we'll have to talk. I think I'll be at the Indy 500 for 3 weeks doing some stuff with one of the teams there, some audio stuff. So, yeah, we'll have to link up at Indy for sure if you guys are heading out there for that.
Yep, we definitely will. Yeah, we'll be there.
Awesome.
So absolutely. We'll be doing some private screenings there, so maybe you can come to one of the screenings or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And, you know, the thing about Willie is I think a lot of people know the name, and, you know, and they know he was an African-American race car driver, but I don't think they really – I can tell you, I'm a race car guy, and I don't know the full story, you know, and I think that's what's cool, that people are actually going to be able to get, you know, a glimpse of – I mean, the guy had some major struggles, and, you know, he was coming into things when, you know, it was a tough go. I mean, for what he accomplished, I mean, it's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, when he came in, there were still a lot of racial roadblocks for him.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a lot of old school, good old boy clubs that didn't want him, and the way that he behaved, you know, in racing, because when he won a race, he got up and did the Ollie shuffle on top of his car. And people, you know, the usual guys who are the stoic winners of race, you know, they didn't like that. And they didn't want him around. So, you know, it's just really interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time. And I'm excited. I'm just looking down these list of, you know, films, and yeah, you guys have some awesome stuff coming out. But I mean, tell us about you. How did you get into filmmaking? Because everybody's got a gateway into this, and I'm just looking down. I mean, you've done, like, the stuff you've done, be racing and cars and guns and MMA. Like, I'm looking down, I'm like, man, if I could you know, if I could pick my job, writing and producing, it would be basically your job, because you've done like some really rad stuff.
Yeah, I have been extremely fortunate to do what I like. And I think that if you're passionate about telling stories and in worlds that you like, because don't get me wrong, I love the car world. And even when Adam and I started watching the limited amount of car docs I could find. And I was like, this is a really underserviced market for content. You know, it was either documentaries made by car guys who were terrible filmmakers, or documentaries made by filmmakers who knew zero about cars. Those were the gamut of what I could find. So I think, you know, and the background I had, so just to give you a quick background, I started out as a screenwriter and got into producing in MMA and started, I was a senior producer at Showtime and CBS when they did all their fights back, like with in the Gina Carano era. We did like the first female fight and Kimbo Slice, and all those fights were ours as well. And I did a bunch more after that. And then I got into kind of doing stuff on History Channel and that kind of stuff. And I'd still done features and kept writing and ended up hooking up with Adam. He actually saw a short film that I'd done, really liked it. And we were going to write a film together, and ended up doing his feature film Road Hard and the Paul Newman doc at the same time. And then we've just been working together ever since. And that was like 4.5 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, at this point, obviously with Chassis, I mean, you guys are, it's car based, but you know, there's gotta be a part of you, you've got to have some projects outside that you're thinking about, like, hey, I really want to go and get involved in this or do this production or this documentary. I mean, obviously at this point, you're pretty happy doing docs, I'm assuming. I mean, you know, is there anything outside of the box that you really like to go out there and do still?
I mean, Adam's a really cool guy, and I just enjoy everything about him, because he is kind of the guy on the podcast. Like, he believes in hard work, and he knows that I'm a really hard worker. So like this summer, I got offered a job directing second unit on a John Travolta race car movie. So that's like directing all the car action and doing all that stuff. And, you know, it was kind of it's really good for me to do that kind of stuff, because I really like narrative anyways. And I ultimately want us to do narrative here at Chassis, to do some feature films along with our docs.
Yeah.
So, you know, Adam let me go for five. I still kept running Chassis while I was there, but I had to go to Alabama for 5 weeks and do all the race car stuff for the movie. So, you know, he was totally cool with it and very supportive of me doing that, you know. And, you know, 1 week I flew out and filmed him racing the Porsche 935 at Monterey, and that was all I needed to do.
Yeah, he, you know, that's what's funny about Adam. You know, he's actually a hell of a race car driver.
He really is.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of people, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves as far as being a driver, because I feel like a lot of people think, oh, he's made money and now he's able to go race, but I don't think, I mean, even some of the cars that he's driving, I mean, you've got to be really competent to drive those. I mean, they're not for a rookie. And to see what Adam's driven and accomplished, like, I've always felt like he doesn't get his due as a race car driver, because he's really talented. And, you know, and I think that, you know, a lot of people on the outside looking in, they don't realize what he's actually been able to accomplish behind the wheel of a race car.
I'm always amazed when we go to do things, how good he is. I always think, oh, this is like, when he went to do the professional Trans Am race, I was like, I hope this doesn't end bad. Like, I hope he doesn't end up in like getting lapped 30 times and, you know, not being able to keep up with the pack. And then he goes in the race and takes third in a professional Trans Am race. And he's racing against some of the best Trans Am drivers around and some of the, you know, old veterans. And he was right in there. And I was really pretty blown away by that.
Yeah. And I think I talked to him right after that. I can't remember if he was on my show or I did his show. But we were talking about that. And I think there was a little bit, if Adam was ever nervous, I think he was a bit nervous for that one, because I mean, there was some, like you said, that wasn't fun. It wasn't historical races, you know, driving historical cars around a track. I mean, that was real racing at an elite level. And I think for him to take a podium, I mean, that's a statement right there. That was impressive.
I think it's one of the things he's very proud of that he did.
Yeah.
You know, because it really was an accomplishment. I mean, I was super impressed because I just thought, you know, these are guys who've been driving professionally for a long time and got a lot of seat time, and you're not going to have as much seat time as them, but he just went in and he just goes in and does it. I mean, it's very impressive. I think it's impressive for the driver.
Yeah. I think most people going in, it would have been, oh, it's an accomplishment if Adam goes in and races and doesn't crash, right? Here, Adam goes in, races, and takes third. And I think it was like, oh, wow, this guy's, he's for real. But I think he ought to be proud of that accomplishment because there's no way, I could do that. And, you know, he didn't have a lot of seat time before that. Like you said, he just went in and did it. I think that's, That's what's impressive about that. But, going back to Chassis, I mean, obviously you guys have, you guys have some films coming out. So give us kind of the lowdown on this year and what to expect out of Chassis.
Sure. We've got, we've got these three BMW racing docs coming out. We've got an Indian motorcycle documentary about the Indian Wrecking Crew, which is this amazing – group of guys who used to go up against all the factory Harley riders back when they raced with like no brakes and they were insane, right after World War II. And these guys used to win every race, and we got Jay Leno to narrate that for us. It's really great doc. I'm looking forward to screening that. And we got another one, Senna versus Brundle. When Senna raced in Formula 3, he had a huge battle with Martin Brundle before he went on to Formula One. And it's a really good doc. It's, you know, it's kind of Senna-ish about these two guys just going at it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's part of Senna's story. A lot of people don't know. We've got another one called, we do have a few that aren't racing related, but for the car stuff, we have another one called the ISO Risolta Chronicles. It's an Italian doc about the, you know, that Italian automotive brand and just, you know, about the beautiful cars and the vehicles of the 50s and 60s and how they were. And it just goes through the company. And it's always interesting to learn about those kind of car companies and cars you don't quite know everything about.
Yeah.
So another acquisition. And later this year, we're going to shoot not Taco Bell material, which is a New York Times bestseller that Adam wrote. And it's about his life growing up. So, and then Willie T. Ribs, which is what we talked about earlier. And we have quite a few other smaller docs coming that'll come out here and there this year. A lot of automotive ones as well. One about the La Carrera Panamericana. That's a pretty good one called The Last Great Road Race.
Man, how big is the crew? I mean, just with these, how big is Chassis? Because I always, you know, I mean, I know you guys are smaller compared to, you know, big Hollywood type stuff, but man, that's a big undertaking to have all these films in process and production and, you know, different stages of post and pre-production. I mean, that's, you guys have to have, you know, quite a crew either that or a bunch of guys working 24-hour days.
Well, most of those films I just said to you, those are acquisitions.
Okay.
So a lot of those are the docs that Adam and I are doing are Willie T. Ribbs and Carroll Shelby. Okay. Those are the ones that we're personally doing in-house this year. So those are the two. And then we have two other car titles that we want to start. But we should be able to get Shelby and Willie T will be out for sure, but we should be able to get Carroll Shelby out hopefully by the end of the year. That's the goal. And the rest, if you just keep going to chassis.com, and we spell it chassy.com, by the way, you'll always be able to see these new car docs that we're doing and, you know, all the automotive stuff we're doing. And Adam's got a couple more vintage races, and when he does his vintage races, we do this little series. It's kind of like a No Reservations tour of the series with Adam called Going Racing. We did one at Goodwood, which is on the drive.com, If you type in Gilman Racing with Adam Carolla on the drive, you can see it. But it's like 7 5-minute episodes. But it's really fun because, you know, he goes and talks to the guys that have the cars that he likes, like the Porsche 917 and this super awesome old Jag that's like a 101. And in true Adam fashion, he teases everyone that he interviews and talks a lot of shit, but then also knows a shitload about cars. So it's interesting listening to him talk about the cars. So we're going to do a couple more episodes of that this year, because I think Adam's going to race at the Middies in about a month. And then we always race at Monterey.
Yeah. I was going to say, so you got to go to Goodwood with him the last go around or one of the trips to Goodwood. I know we talked about that before. And Goodwood, I haven't been. I think I'm going this year for the first time, but that just looks like a ton of fun.
I've been to all of them. Yeah. Because we always shoot there. So the first time we went there, I was doing all the interviews for 24-Hour War with European drivers. Like, that's where I interviewed John Surtees and Richard Atwood and Jackie Oliver. I interviewed them at Goodwood. It's a miracle you can hear the audio because it's so freaking loud there. I really like, so there's a Goodwood hill climb and there's the Goodwood, what's the other one called? The
Festival of Speed, right? Or
yes. Yeah. And, yeah. And we went to both, but at the one, you know, everybody dresses up in vintage clothes and it's not like, you know, a few people dress up. 98% of the people dress up. Like, if you don't dress up, the last person in the world I've ever seen dress up for anything is Adam, and he is super adamant that every one of us dress era appropriate when we go to Goodwood. Because he's like, you guys aren't going to be the dicks that are not dressed up. So everyone dresses up. And he does too. And I mean, if you know Adam, like,
yeah,
you know, he does. He's not a big, you know, you'll come in here and he's just wearing like shorts and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But he dresses up every time we go to Goodwood.
That's so right.
And it's great. You know, it is really, if you're a car person, that should be on your bucket list.
Yeah. Oh, it's been on mine for a couple of years. And I think this year I've got some friends out of the UK I do some projects with, and they've invited me over, and I'm really excited about going because I've heard from just about everybody. Even if you're not a car person, you have to go. But if you are a car person, you really have to go. And it's a bucket list, and I think it's going to happen this year. And I'm beyond excited about it. But that's awesome. You've been able to go to the past. I mean, every time they go, that's amazing. Just
And like I said, if people want to see what it's like through Adam's eyes, kind of, you can go to the drive and just type in Going Racing with Adam Carolla and watch the episodes, because he races and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, how has that changed? Like you were talking about with the shorts and, you know, and with social media and just the way people consume content nowadays is, you know, as a filmmaker and a, you know, whether it be narrative or documentary, I mean, how has things changed for you? I mean, you know, obviously you've got social media, you've got YouTube now, you've got Netflix, you've got digital. I mean, and people, it seems like, you know, now shorts and things like you were talking about that are episodic and, you know, 5 to 7 minutes long, you know, and you know, over the course of a couple episodes seems to be becoming more normal and mainstream. I mean, how's things changed with you and just the way you guys produce content?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, there is another, you know, there's your documentaries and your movies and your episodic TV shows. And then there's a whole other world of short form content. And, you know, for people watching on their phones and their iPads and stuff, and, you know, sometimes you only have 5 minutes and you just want to watch this little, you know, you got a little episode of Adam talking about the Porsche 917. And you're like, oh, cool. I'm going to listen to this little interview. I got 5 minutes right here. And then, you know, and I think things are, because people's attention spans are much shorter now too.
Yeah.
I think that there's a whole kind of universe of like that shorter form content that can then be put together in a larger form content. Like, you know, our experiences at Goodwood and these races, they can, they can be broken up into digestible little 5-minute pieces, but also put together as one longer 1-hour piece.
Yeah. You know, sit down and binge watch the whole thing.
Kinda, yeah, and you could watch all of it. And like, we're going to be putting that up on Chassis for free pretty soon. Just the whole Goodwood series, you know, yeah, just to binge watch it if you want, or, you know, whatever you want to do. And we're doing another, we did another one this year when he raced the Porsche 935, the one Newman won Le Mans in 1979. He raced it at this summer at Monterey in the historics. So we're doing another series from that we'll be putting out probably in about maybe a month and a half. We'll have it done.
Awesome, man. You guys, awful busy, but, I don't know. You're preaching to me. I love this stuff. You know, everything you guys put out, I've loved. So I'm really excited over the Willie T, bit and the Carroll Shelby bit. I think it's going to be some really good stuff coming out this year from you guys, but I appreciate the time, man. It's been fun catching up, and I guess maybe we'll see you out at the Indy 500.
That sounds great. I would like that a lot. We'll hook up.
Yeah, definitely have to, but appreciate it, man. Thank you guys, and you know, good luck there at Chassis.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like, we appreciate you having us on, and you know, like I said, any if you want to see any of the stuff we're doing, it's at chassy.com, and we're always doing more and acquiring more car stuff, so that's what we do.
Hello guys, it's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen, and check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen, every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at podcastone.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Talk about a rad dude, Nate Adams, man. Fun catching up with him. Always fun. Anybody from the Corolla Digital side of things or any of Adam Corolla's companies are always rad. Got my good friend, Motorator, Matt DeAndre. He's going to be on the show here sometime soon talking about cars and racing and all kinds of stuff. So be looking out for that one. And like I said, next week, big announcement on the Polaris Razor Star Car coming at you on Tuesday. Follow social media accounts at Jim Beaver, at Down and Dirty Show. That guest announcement and my Star Car teammate will be on Project Action next week. And it's a massive one. You guys definitely want to be tuned in for that. So thank you guys once again. Make sure and subscribe to Project Action over on iTunes, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Leave a rating or review after you subscribe, and I'll follow you back on social media if you leave that Twitter, Instagram at username. Big thanks to True Car for the support, geico.com for the support, and man, it's been a fun time, and we'll be back next week with more coming at you here on Project Action on Podcast One from the Polaris Razor Studio. Be safe as always. Game on.